I'm Michelle Orman, and this is the Couture Podcast. While King Baby Studio officially launched in 2000, its origins actually date back to the 1970s, when the brand's founder, Mitchell Binder, moved from Jackson, Mississippi to Los Angeles. Upon arriving in LA at the age of 15, Mitchell began a jewelry apprenticeship before he soon began designing on his own. His unique aesthetic, coupled with his charismatic personality, immediately appealed to Hollywood's elite, and he quickly developed a loyal following. King Baby's jewelry is a direct expression of Mitchell's personal experiences, and that level of authenticity is a core component of the brand. We were thrilled to have the chance to sit down with Mitchell's son, Ben Binder, to hear more about the history of the brand, its many celebrity clients, and how a sense of family exists not just within the father-son dynamic, but throughout the company. Well, I am delighted to be sitting down with you, Ben Binder from King Baby Studio. Thank you so much for taking time to sit down with me. I know you're really busy here. Definitely. At the Couture Show.
Yes, thanks for having us. Happy to be on the show. But yes, we're busy. You know, today's setup day, so I kind of had to dip out from the crew for this.
You've got very important business to do.
Definitely,
right?
Yes.
So King Baby it's actually your dad's company, right? He launched it?
Correct. Yeah, my dad, Mitchell Binder, he's the owner designer of King Baby. So
what was that like growing up? Because I feel like it's very much, King Baby is not just a jewelry brand. It seems like it's a whole lifestyle.
Totally.
And in at least in my vision of you, your dad, the brand, the branding, all of the jewelry, it seems to be like it's very cohesive. It's very much like all encompassing. So he seems like a larger than life character. And so what kind of childhood did you have? What were you like as a kid?
Well, definitely he is a, you know, larger than life personality for sure. And the brand, the lifestyle really comes through him. So the style is really his style, things that he likes, you know. He started designing jewelry really for him to wear himself. So that's where a lot of the look comes from. So my childhood, you know, growing up seeing this kind of creative influence, definitely influential on me. Obviously, he's my dad. So just seeing that kind of spirit from him and his creativity was always really inspiring. And it still is, you know, obviously today since I'm, you know, a part of the company as well. So it's just a really cool dynamic, I think, that we have that kind of, you know, came up from me as a kid and to now too.
Did you always know that you were going to go into jewelry?
I don't know if I was 100% sure to go into jewelry. I actually studied psychology at UC Berkeley. So I was kind of thinking like marketing, advertising, kind of that road. But, you know, we launched King Baby in 2000. So then when I graduated from college, you know, in 06, it was like the brand was still early on and it was really cool and looked super fun to get, you know, get involved with. And so I had talked to my dad about, you know, coming to help out, and I'm so glad that I did. I mean, you know, the opportunity has been so amazing and so much fun, you know, get to be a part of it as a family too, which is probably the most rewarding part of, you know, the work really is kind of creating something and doing it together.
And what was the like kind of arc of your entry into, you know, you said you wanted to come help out. Like what was the evolution of your involvement with the brand, you know, when you started and what you're doing now?
I started really just in sales. So like that to get, you know, working the shows, doing all of that kind of work from like sales assistant and then up from there. And it's kind of evolved into sales director and brand director. You know, I'm involved in like a lot of our marketing and all those programs and a lot of the branding and just working with my dad on where we want to focus, not just, you know, style wise, but design wise and just a lot of different things. You know, he has so many ideas. Like he always says, you know, he'll never run out of things to design. So it's really fun working with him and kind of seeing where we want to go next and what we want to do and kind of the different ways he wants to be creative with it.
So are you kind of like a Like, do you have to like rein him in sometimes with his ideas? Or when he's like got this idea, you're like, okay, let me just figure out how we're going to do this.
Definitely. I mean, you know, scheduling is definitely more my forte than his. You know, he will get excited about so many things. And so a lot of my responsibility is to try to get, you know, keep it on track a little bit. Because he just has so much kind of, you know, creativity and cool ideas flowing through him all the time. So, you know, we work really well together in that kind of way to balance, you know, just to keep him reminding him of the ideas that he has also.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure, oh yeah, we wanted to work on, you know, that idea. And so come back to it and things like that.
Well, that's great. And so is there ever like kind of conflict there? Or do you tend to work really smoothly together?
Honestly, we work pretty smoothly together. Early on, probably, you know, like as more of a younger man, like some, you know, stuff that happens just working with family, normal things, I think. Anybody who works in a family business probably, you know, knows things can get tense at times, but it all comes back to, you know, just love and working together and just wanting the best thing for everyone in the company. So,
yeah,
like we're at a really good spot now. We work really seamlessly together from every aspect, really, I would say.
Yeah, it's great with, and I come from a really huge family. And I think a lot of times when you have, you know, conflicts in like in business relationships, it's because you're not speaking your mind and you let things fester. So with family, you can just be like, hey, knock it off. Like we need, or, you know, you just kind of duke it out for a minute and then move on.
Yeah, we're a small family. It's a tight knit crew. So, and you know, the people that work with us are really like family too. They've been with us for a really long time. So that's part of the cool part of being, you know, involved with the brand is it's a small crew. We're tight knit and we're all really family. But so that's really fun.
Well, and it seems like a lot of the celebrities that you dress and like the rock stars that you dress, like, do you end up having like forming relationships with?
Yeah, my dad's friends, you know, with a lot of our fans and celebrity fans. I mean, they're, you know, it comes about really organically, just their style, what they want to wear, and just start as fans and then become, you know, friends with him. So, you know, we've got some really key and cool people, like Howard Stern was a really cool one for him. I know, because he's a huge Howard Stern fan. So, you know, that Howard loves our jewelry and he'll talk about us on air sometimes.
I know, I've heard it. Yeah.
And that's amazing.
I'm a diehard fan. You know, yeah.
Because he's a huge fan and they get along really well. So it's cool with things like that for sure.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, that's true. Now that you mention it, I'm like, yeah, Howard has talked about you guys.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So what are some of your like favorite, you know, you've got so many fun like marketing programs. Like what are some of the favorite ones that you've worked on?
Really recently I like just our new, a lot of the new jewelry campaigns that we're doing with photo shoots on different chains. You know, we're really heavy into men's jewelry. We're really, I think, becoming that kind of go-to men's jeweler for the high-end jewelry store. So our chains and necklaces do really well. And putting together those campaigns and just those kind of lifestyle branding and those key shots has been a lot of fun to put together. And it's just fun to really tell the stories behind the designs, because it all comes from my dad and personal stories like from his life. And just telling that to our customers really makes a difference, because jewelry is about personal connection. You know, people buy things to feel a certain way, to make it special for someone else or themselves. So I think that really resonates with us since it's so personal to my dad. Yeah.
Well, and it would make sense if he's, you know, really capturing his own and has from the beginning. I mean, I heard that he was, you know, a jeweler's apprentice at the age of 15 and he's, you know, making pieces that he genuinely and authentically wants to wear himself. And if that matches the aesthetic of your fans and your celebrity fans, and it would make sense that people would really connect with the brand. Right?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest part of our brand is it's genuine. You know, I mean, that's what comes across, I think, in the biggest way. You know, it all comes from him. Like you said, I mean, he was born in Mississippi and moved to California when he was 15. And one of his first jobs was to be an apprentice to a jeweler. And he started like that and actually sold out of a cart in the Westwood Village. And that's how he started like making some of his own designs. And that's where he started making jewelry for some rock stars that weren't really big yet, but would turn into like Guns N' Roses, Bruce Springsteen, you know, would work with bikers to do their wallet chains and mm-hmm. big rings and stuff like that, you know, show pieces that musicians would wear on stage. So that's really the roots of the design. And it comes from him and his passion for that kind of rock and roll, that, you know, Americana lifestyle. That rebellious spirit, like all of those feelings genuinely come from his heart. So that comes through the jewelry as well.
Yeah, for sure. So what for him was like that, I guess, watershed moment where he went from doing that kind of very grassroots and, you know, from a cart to an actual brand and launching King Baby Studio in 2000?
Yeah. So, I mean, his story, like I just said, he came from mm-hmm. Jackson and, you know, started as a jeweler's apprentice. He had his own kind of art gallery and brand throughout the 80s, more under his name, working in a similar kind of jewelry, but art gallery and things like that. Would do a lot of trade shows, and he did an international trade show one year, went back and saw a lot of his designs like in other people's booths and took it real personally with that kind of thing. Took a little bit of a hiatus from the business throughout the 90s. He did some writing for TV and producing and stuff like that, you know, in the entertainment industry. But then in 99-2000, when eBay started really blowing up, one of his friends told him that his old designs were being sold on there for like 10 times what they used to go for. And he stumbled upon that he had this huge fan base in Japan.
Oh, wow.
So like a couple of collectors bought the rest of his archives. And with that started King Baby in 2000. And just kind of went back to it. You know, it's his main passion, has always been making jewelry and being creative and being an artist. So he had the opportunity and he took it. And, you know, in 2000, just kind of started out slow and building up that fan base and, you know, all really across the world. It just really resonates globally. And now here we are today. I mean, it's over 20 years later. I'm part of the business. It's crazy to see the whole trajectory of where everything has come from.
Yeah. Well, and tell me, you have a lot of stores.
Yes.
And how many stores do you have one here in Vegas?
We do. So we have a store here in Vegas at Caesar's Palace. Mm-hmm. And then we have a few stores here in the States. So we have our Santa Monica shop, which is also where we make all the jewelry. So we have our production and the showrooms shop. And it's really cool for customers to go there because they can take a whole tour and see like where all the jewelry is made, see the whole process. And when you see that, you really see that the jewelry is all touched by hand. And it's really impressive to see what goes into a jewelry piece. You know, for someone that's not a jeweler, someone that doesn't, you know, make jewelry, everybody that sees it is just wowed by the whole process.
Yeah.
And then we also have a store in Nashville. We just moved to our new location on 12 South, which is super exciting. So Nashville is a great spot for us with that whole country music and the city.
Say perfect.
Yeah. And the city there is just really booming. It's growing like crazy. So it's a great spot for us. We're also going to be opening a shop in Nashville in East Nashville, which is kind of going to be an eclectic mix of some of my dad's like special projects and things like that, which is going to be super cool. And then we also have a store in New Hope, Pennsylvania. So that is like kind of a biker town, really goes with our whole vibe as well.
Yeah.
So those are our spots right now. And then we've got also stores throughout China, which is really cool because we're all made in the USA and shipped to China, which is, you know, the reverse of most of the time. So, you know, we're a global brand. Those are our standalone stores. And then we're at, you know, a bunch of the high-end jewelry stores and fashion stores really all across the States and internationally too.
So do you still have that Japanese fan base?
We do, but we're looking for more. You know, we're always looking for more opportunities and would love to have a store there again. When King Baby first started, it was really big in my dad's kind of circuit to go do trunk shows in Japan. Mm-hmm. I always remember him going there and having a great time, and everybody would kind of line up for him to sign the jewelry and sign, you know, pictures and the whole thing. Because they love, you know, the Japan as a culture really loves the sterling silver rock and roll jewelry. So he fit right in really well and has a huge fan base there. So we're, you know, would definitely love to open up a King Baby store there.
Yeah, I was going to say that might be the logical next step.
For sure.
I mean, and is that, you know, something on your radar? And is that something, you know, in terms of moving, you know, future of the brand?
Definitely. Opening more locations and just getting into more doors and the right doors. You know, we don't want to be everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, we're definitely a niche brand.
And you're handmade.
We're
so
handmade.
You can't stamp this stuff out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're not mass produced. You know, part of our motto is for the chosen few. Mm. So it's, you know, if you get it, you get it. And we have really amazing fans that really become collectors and are always looking for what's new. So we just really want to be in the right places. And couture is a great spot for us to find those jewelry store customers because they have personal relationships with their clientele. So that's really important with the King Baby customer, you know, just that level of service and people connect and they want like a personal relationship when buying jewelry. And I think the stores that come to couture to find brands, that's very much in sync with them and in step, you know, they have personal relationships. A lot of times they're shopping the show for customers that they already have in their mind.
Customer. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, we get people coming to the booth saying, oh, this customer, you know, they love this ring or, you know, this bracelet's perfect for so-and-so. So that's a, you know, that's a big part of it too.
Yeah. Well, and it's important because there's so much care. First of all, I want to go to your Santa Monica studio and see everything in person. So
definitely.
I'm just inviting myself. Hope that's okay. But you know, you obviously put so much care into each single piece. So you kind of want to know where your babies are going, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, once it goes out into the world, you want to see who's wearing it.
Yeah. And if somebody is selling it on eBay in 10 years for 10 times the price, you want to know who it is.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
All right. So what are you, is there anything really exciting and new here at Couture that you're launching? I know the timing of the show is a little different, so you might have already launched something earlier in the summer, but what are you most excited about other than your design award piece, which I cannot wait to see in person?
Yes. The design award piece is super sick.
It is.
It's a whole sculptural skull that's decked out with diamonds, gold. It's an amazing showpiece. So definitely, you know, check it out when you get a chance. I mean, it's incredible. So that piece, obviously super exciting. But this year we've really been doing constant launches to try to stay fresh, you know, especially with what's been going on in the world. I feel like everybody's really tied to digital and just staying up on what's next.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of releasing like larger collections altogether, we release a little bit at a time to kind of keep it fresh and keep people really interested. And it seems like it's been working well. So we've got all our newest pieces here from, like I said, new chains, new links, which are really cool and interesting that I think translate just all the different design that translates really well to silver. All the details really pop. I mean, there's a lot of intricate detail and carvings. And just really cool links that are either classic but remixed just to make it fresh, which is really cool.
So exciting. So I can't wait to see everything. I've not wanted to bother you while you were setting up, but I will
no
come
worries.
By later. And so lastly, I like to ask everyone this. I know we joke that there's no such thing as a jewelry emergency, but we all know there are jewelry emergencies. So can you think of one jewelry emergency that you've had to deal with that sticks out?
One, I mean,
there's so many, right?
Yeah, it's really hard to pinpoint one. We get a lot of those calls on a weekly, if not daily basis. I mean, people just kind of wait till the last minute a lot of the time and then look for the perfect piece. So we always try to help them as much as possible. Yeah, I can't really think of one.
There's not one. It's just a constant emergency.
So King Baby refers to a condition where the person believes the world revolves around them. So it's a little tongue-in-cheek, you know, like, I want it now. You know, our customer is maybe a little bit like that, and maybe we identify with it a little bit too. So jewelry emergency is like spot on for us, for sure.
I love it. Well, I know you're skirting out on your responsibilities right now, so I will release you. But thank you so much for taking the time to come and sit and talk to me.
Definitely.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's much appreciated.
Thank you for listening to the Couture Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and review us on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts.